All right, welcome back to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM and the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. My name is Turlock Myers, and I'm here with the fabulous and beautiful and wonderful Audrey Bothwell.
Aw, yeah. Thank you, Turlock. I thought you were going to, you know, introduce all three of us, but instead I'm fabulous.
I was going to introduce all three of you.
But thank you. You stopped awkwardly after my name.
I'm also with the wonderful and gorgeous and intelligent Anne Sichtish. I totally killed your name there, didn't I?
That's okay. It's actually a very noble try, Turlock.
Oh, thanks.
I like that you left intelligent out of my descriptor. What is this?
I need something unique with my description.
Oh, fine. Well, it is true. You are very intelligent.
And also with us is our special guest. Our special guest, Julianne. I'm not going to try and do your last name.
Desrochers.
Thank you very much. And thank you for coming on, Julianne. I guess I have to shower you with compliments, too. You're sexy, talented, and wonderful. Yeah.
Well, and she's very dedicated, as can be seen by her being here tonight with us. She's not feeling 100%, so.
Right.
It's really great.
Why,
that you
thank
can
you.
Thanks for being on the show, Julianne. It's really, really great to be here. So, yes, once again, so I guess we'll keep this show just on the road, and I'm going to play some Alan Toussaint, and this is Ain't Misbehavin'.
Thank you. sleepy night. I can nap, baby, all through the day. I can't hold on just much longer. Living, baby, there's no way. You know I'm not crazy about you, baby, but you don't care nothing.
That was John Lee Hooker on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And you also heard there, you heard some Jordan Klatman. I'm Crazy About My Baby from Jordan Klatman. I have a couple of announcements here for the general public to listen to. First of all, CKMS is under new management, and we are pre-recording this week. Right now, we're pre-recording this show. Anyways, so thank you for Jeff Stagger for being on the show and taking care of the show while some of the members of the Hepcat Hoppers were away. And speaking of Jeff Stagger, thank you to him and Kelly Kirkham for hosting a wonderful weekend barn dance this past August. I think it was last Saturday that they had a barn dance this past Saturday, and it was I heard it was a really, really good time, so thanks very much, Jeff and Kelly, for hosting. Our new home for live swing jazz will be at the Button Factory, and this is a really big deal because the Waterloo swing and blues jazz scene, the community, is so big now that it can't be supported by such a small dance floor that we had at Maxwell's. And so we are moving to the Button Factory. So at 8 p.m. on September 12th, we are kicking things off with Roberta Hunt and Andrew Saradine. And that is at the Button Factory, which is 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. If you want to be a swing and blues DJ or be a co-host, we are still looking for people to participate in this weekly radio show. So if you are interested, please talk to one of the Hepcat Hoppers, that is David Trin or myself or Amanda or Julianne, and figure out whether or not you would like to be on the show, and we'll try and get things ready for you. You can win a free Lindy 1 or Lindy 3 class pass. That's tough to say, class pass. And that is donated by our very own community member, Sabine Bressel. She has offered to buy the cost of the tuition for the Lindy 1 or the Lindy 3 class. And there will be a draw on Monday, September 26th to win free to win the free tuition for the class. And that's happening on Monday, September 26th at the Button Factory. And the classes starts on Tuesday, September 27th. No, excuse me. The classes start, yes, on Tuesday and Wednesday, September 28th. And that is more information at hepcathoppers.ca. The Jazz Room is a sizzling nightclub dedicated to the best jazz music presentation, home to the Grand River Jazz Society. And the club has a dual mandate to support the exceptional musicians from our home community and to invite talent from elsewhere for audiences to hear. And that is all very, very, very exciting. The Jazz Room is located in the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo from September to June, presenting music on Friday and Saturday nights. Headline acts are from 8:30 to 11:30 on a continuous rotation of professional musicians. On Friday, September 9th, Larry Larson is playing, and that's $20 to get in. And on Saturday, September 10th, the Mike Merley's Septet is playing. And again, that is $20 to get in. For more information, go to kwjazzroom.com. The Lank is starting up on Saturday. And the Lank is very, very exciting. There it is. The Lancaster Jazz Club is Kitchener's home of live Dixieland, ragtime, and early American jazz for more than 30 years. The Lancaster Tavern has been dubbed New Orleans North from every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And this coming Saturday, September 10th, Roberta Hunt and the Red Hot Rambles will be there. For more information, go to lankjazz.com. Alrighty, and some national announcements, of course. Wednesday, September 21st is the Hammer Hopper Monthly Dance at the London Tap House in Hamilton. Visit hammerhoppers.com for more information. September 24th weekend is the Canadian Balboa Championships in Montreal, Quebec. That's www.canadianbalboachampionships.com. Internationally, the Ultimate Lindy Hop Showdown and the New Orleans Swing Dance Festival, our very own Anne is going to that, actually. And that is happening in New Orleans, Louisiana, on Thursday, September 29th to Monday, October 3rd. Anne is going, and for more information, go to lindyshowdown.net. All of the best swing dancers in the world will be there at that. It is a wonderful event, and one day I hope myself to be there. So I'm very jealous of you, Anne. And there are loads and loads and loads of Lindy exchanges happening, including Osaka in the Korea Balboa weekend in Seoul, the Melbourne Lindy Exchange in Australia, and there is also an HK Swing Festival in Hong Kong featuring Kevin St. Laurent and Joe Hofberg, Thomas Blackars, and Elise Mee. That's going to be pretty awesome. And last, of course, but certainly not least, is the Pit Stop Lindy Hop in 2011, which is a dance exchange in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And there are a whole bunch of us going down there. And it is also featuring Solomon Douglas, Gordon Webster, and the Boilermaker Jazz Band. For more information, visit pitstoplindyhop.com. Those are the announcements.
Hey, Turlock.
Yeah.
Also, I want to make a shout-out. There's a Rhythm City Mess Around in Vancouver. September 24th-ish weekend, so that should also be fun. So we have some ex-Waterloo dancers that are now there in Vancouver, so I'll be joining them then as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's awesome. And also while we're on the subject sort of what's going on in the community, I'm still working on the I Charleston Kitchener-Waterloo project. So I'm sure all of you have heard of it by now.
Riveted.
Totally riveted. So what I would like to do now is play the music from the that I'm going to be using in the video, and so you can listen to it and give it a try and dance to it. And I still have a few more shots I want to make, so if you want to be in it, it's not too late to come up to me and say, "Hey, I want to be in the video."
Hey, I want to be in the video.
You're already in the video. Anne. But you can.
I didn't sign up for this.
Too late.
All right, so. Anyway, so this is the music that I'm using for the video. It is called "The Curse of an Aching Heart" by Mishia Lake and the Little Big Horns, and here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. good night. Close your eyes and just sleep tight. Lie awake and watch you dream. To be sure what that all of your dreams of you are. My dear, don't you worry about a thing. I'll be near to you all night and through the evening. I'll be by your side. So good night. Close your eyes and just sleep tight. I'll lie awake and watch you dream. To be sure what that all of your dreams of you are.
Was Melody Gardot on 100.3 Sound FM CKMS.
Absolutely beautiful.
I picked it out just for you, Julianne.
Thank you.
You know what I love about her voice is that she sounds a little bit like the lead singer of Pamplemousse.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Natalie Dawn, I believe.
She sounds a little bit like her. I like it a lot. So, Julianne, we brought you in so we could interview you.
Oh, why, thank you.
So, hey,
so let's interview you.
Turlock, you're so awkward.
Anyway, awkward moments on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM.
Yes, well, they're not very rare, so. Usually. What's our first question? Lead us in.
Oh, yeah, that's, we'll do things very linearly. Yeah.
Please, you know how I love having a schedule.
So Julianne, how long have you been dancing for?
It will be 5 years in October.
Awesome. And what got you going in it?
Well, when I was in grade 12 in high school, I went to New York City with my choir to sing at Carnegie Hall. And while we were there, we went to this club called Swing 46. And we got an introductory East Coast swing lesson. And I absolutely loved it. So I kept it in the back of my head. And when I was done school, because during university I was too busy, that was the first thing on my list of things to do was start taking swing lessons.
Awesome. Absolutely fantastic. And who are your mentors in swing dancing?
My mentors. Oh, that's a hard one. I started dancing with Addicted to Dancing.
Okay.
Jeff Benoit.
Okay.
And I owe a lot. I owe my love to them. Like, they got me started, and that first year I was taking lessons 3 times a week for months at a time, and so I owe them a lot. But I have to say that I've really, really enjoyed working with David Trin the last I would say probably the last 4 years, he would go off to Harang dance camp in Sweden, and he'd come back, and I was his guinea pig for a lot of the things he learned, and just his enthusiasm and love for the art, the music, and the spirit has just it's inspired me tremendously.
Well, Julianne, you have a way of showing this love and passion for the dancing. It really boils off of you, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't see myself.
Well, I was gonna say, I'm everybody who sees you dance, like, it's very clear you love what you do. I mean, just this last weekend when you were down in New Hampshire, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was saying all the men were lining up to dance with you. And I'm sure that's, in part, it's because you are beautiful, yes. But more so, it's because you are a fabulous dancer. Like, truly, truly fabulous.
That's absolutely true. Those of you, I hope your husband Chris is listening. They were lining up.
Oh, now I'm blushing.
So Julianne, what is it exactly that you love about it so much? Or can you explain that?
The way it makes me feel.
Yeah.
The way I can express myself to the music. I think if I'm thinking especially about blues, for example, which I tend to gravitate towards blues or anything that has a bluesy feeling, it's what I like to call the soul that you find in music. There's certain songs, certain artists, they're soulful. And hearing that I get this physical reaction inside and I want to move to it. And I want to be musical and express that musicality with my body.
Absolutely. And of blues dancing, I mean, obviously as dancers, we all prefer to dance to live music, but when it comes to DJing, who's your favorite artist to blues dance to?
Currently it's the Leftover Cuties.
Yeah. We were actually talking about them during the last music break.
Are we going to be playing any of them later on, do you think?
Or? I actually don't have any on my list.
We'll have to save that for next week, I guess.
Next Sorry, week. Julia. But yes. I'll dedicate it to you, Julianne.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. The Leftover Cuties, and why them? What is it about them?
It's the soul. Again, they bring this... there's so much... emotion and almost, I guess, sadness to their music. That just it emotionally, I'm touched, and I want to dance to it.
Mm-hmm. So going back to what Audrey said just a second ago, and that we were in New Hampshire last week.
Yes, yes.
I guess there wasn't really a lot of blues dancing in New Hampshire, unfortunately. But
there was a tiny
a
bit.
Yeah.
You make it where you can, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I love this what you say, this emotional attachment, this emotional touching attachment that you get when you're dancing, because I certainly felt it in New Hampshire. I certainly felt an emotional attachment and everything, and a connection with the music and with the partners and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about Swing Out New Hampshire that gave it that sort of feeling?
I think the most important thing was that sense of community.
Yeah.
Here we had dancers from all over the world, you know, South Korea, Russia, the Netherlands?
Netherlands,
and
all over the States.
Canada, all over the States.
Yeah.
And the fact that we'd all congregated in this one location, and we might not communicate verbally very well because of, you know, language barriers, but we were definitely able to communicate musically by moving our bodies together.
Yeah.
And for me, that sense of just acceptance and wanting to play, regardless of what other differences there are in our lives, that's what made it so special for me.
Absolutely, yeah. I totally agree. That was fantastic, and Swing Out New Hampshire was like we said, it's actually I believe it's one of the biggest dance camps in the world, or at least swing dance camps in the world.
Yeah.
Is it second to Harangue? I think it is second. Is it? It's not. No. It's
certainly one of the largest in North America. If yes. Not the largest.
And it is. It's known for being the friendliest.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'd say it deserves its reputation.
And that's just based on what we've told you, isn't it, Audrey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Next
we missed
year,
you.
Next year.
Aww. We missed you, Audrey. We missed you very much.
Not reciprocating.
Oh.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I'm hurt. Oh, I'm hurt.
Poor guy.
So now, when we were training in New Hampshire, there's a lot of stuff from there that we can bring back to our dancing here. Now, Julianne, you teach in the community here.
I do.
And you sometimes perform in the community here, too.
Yes.
So what is it that you like or don't like about teaching and performing?
What I love about doing both is the ability to spread the joy of dancing. It's the best way of being able to share something I love. And about teaching, I love seeing that light bulb go off on top of a student's head when they actually grasp something, and to see them enjoy themselves and enjoy the new concept that's just been taught. Mm-hmm. For me, that's very gratifying.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. All right. So thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you're going to be with us till the end, of course. Right?
Yes, of course.
Yes, please chime in. Yeah. So again, those of you who are listening or who might be just tuning in, this is CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and this is the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and I'm here. My name is Turlock Myers, and I'm here with Julianne Desroger. I'm sorry.
Desrochers.
And Audrey Bothwell. Yours is easy. I like it. And
well, thank you.
Siktash.
Yes, Siktash.
I was so close.
Yes.
Oh.
You get a gold star. I'll give you a gold star for that.
Oh, a gold star. That's really great.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting better with practice.
And I'm going to play another blues song for us just now that we're
thank
in the
you,
spirit
Turlock.
Of things. Absolutely. And I'm going to play another. This is Roberta Hunt, and then I think we're going to hear a little bit more from Roberta Hunt. But here we go, Roberta Hunt. I Get the Blues When It Rains. Roberta Hunt. Don't make fun of me.
You are listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Just going to take a moment now for our sponsors. This is Anne, by the way, at the microphone. Thanks, guys, for chiming in. The Headcap Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live jazz every Monday starting at 8:30 p.m. at Waterloo Community Arts Center. That's the Button Factory at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. You can see their website at www.headcaphoppers.ca. Another of our sponsors is Shady Nook Farms, raising all natural cattle with care. Your local food source for beef. We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, summer sausage, and freezer packs, locally raised and prepared. So you can also check them out at www.shadynook.ca. Thanks, guys.
All right. That was our sponsors. I love that the sponsors for the show are, you know, people that we know. I think that's great. Shady Nook Farms is Farmer Jeff, of course, and Jeff Stagger, and the Headcap Hoppers is, of course, us.
Yay.
So I really like that. I think that's really, really super duper.
It's pretty fantastic, actually, yeah. But that's the same Jeff Steiger that and his friend Kelly that hosted the barn dance the other weekend, and that was fantastic by all accounts.
Were you there, Audrey?
Oh, I had lots of friends who were there. You sucked her luck.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
You just like yanking my chain.
I do. So, let's keep this show going. Once again, we're here in the studio with Anne and Audrey and myself, Turlock and Julianne, and we're gonna hear. Anne, would you like to pick a song for us?
Sure. I'd love to. I think I'll pick Public Jitterbug Number One.
Oh, the Cats and the Fiddle.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy your listening.
Here it is, the Cats and the Fiddle on 100.3.
There's one cat you all should know, jitters every place he go. Wears a big white jitter hat, jitters till his feet are flat. Jitter Joe, he's a jitterbug, Jitter Joe. He can cut a rug, he's a jumping summer gun. Public Jitterbug Number One, Jitter Joe. He's from Kokomo, Jitter Joe. Never takes a stroll. Grandpa did it in a downtown flood. Jitterbugging is in his blood. He's a real jitter king, the one and only king of swing. To him his work is always play. He jumps till the break of day. Jitter Joe, you'll find his name hanging up in the Hall of Fame, jitter till his days are done. Public Jitterbug Number One. Da 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 da.
When he dances, they all run to dig that cat, he's number one. At every dance, he has a ball. In fact, he has a guitar. Jitter Joe, he's a jitterbug. Jitter Joe, he can cut a rug. He's a dumping son of a gun. Jitter Joe, take it slow.
Public Jitterbug number one, The Cats and the Fiddle on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Thanks, Anne, for picking that.
No problem.
Of course. It was wonderful. And The Cats and the Fiddle, they always seem to play really upbeat and excited in Charleston-y and Balboa-y kind of awesome stuff.
Well, that explains why you like it.
Exactly. Exactly. I love Charleston so much. I had a couple of great Charleston dances in New Hampshire, including I had one with one of the instructors as well. That just felt so good.
Have you ever considered Charlestoning in Charleston?
Charlestoning
in Charleston?
In Charleston.
In the city, yeah.
That's a great idea. Why hasn't anybody made I Charleston Charleston yet?
Because I just thought of it, and it's awesome, and now it should be done.
It?
No. It's going to be open source.
In the I Charleston Montpellier video, they have a thing where they start the plane thing on the map, this icon of a plane on a map flies from Charleston to Montpellier, and then they start dancing in Montpellier. It's really cool.
That's very cool.
Anyways,
planes are very cool.
Planes are totally awesome. Planes and trains are inherently awesome.
It's us.
Love you. So I'm gonna play a little bit of. I want to go back to Roberta Hunt, which we heard a little bit from earlier. Roberta Hunt is absolutely my favorite performer that comes to KW and plays for us. And she usually plays with a fellow by the name of Toby Hughes. And she had been playing with this fellow named Rob Carty, who played for us with Matt Wanninger and with Roberta Hunt. And he has actually moved to Toronto now. But anyways, we're going to hear from Toby Hughes, Rob Carty, and Roberta Hunt. And this is a live recording from August 8th at Maxwell's Music House. And this is one of our live jazz nights at Maxwell's Music House. So if you listen, you might hear some... you might hear me yelling in the background.
Familiar background noise.
That's right. So I'm going to play some of that from Roberta Hunt. And once again, like, this was one of our last days at Maxwell's Music House, and I want to give a great big shout out of thanks to Maxwell's Music House, especially to Brando Vondino and to Paul Maxwell.
Yeah, Brandon was pretty cool.
Brandon is
sometimes.
Brandon
don't get his ego up there.
Brandon is absolutely a part of the community. I love Brandon. And he says he's going to come visit us at the Button Factory. So
I hope he does.
I hope so, too. Yeah. It's going to be kind of weird not being hit on all the time.
Yeah. It's okay. You think you could enjoy being hit on by girls once in a while, too, you know.
That's right.
That's fair.
Well, anyways, Maxwell's Music House. Brando, thank you so much if you're listening. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. And I hope we'll see you again in the future. And Paul Maxwell, thank you so much for everything the last... year or so at Maxwell's Music House. And let's hear it. Roberta Hunt, Toby Hughes, and Rob Carty, August 8th at Maxwell's Music House.
Woo!
We're going to kick it off with a tune called Girl of My Dreams. Girl, not gorilla. I know, but you just don't live in the right town. Well, those long-distance romances, we'll just keep that alive. Thank you.
your child, sir, once more in my arms. Well, now, baby, life would be complete. But since you've been gone, oh, my life don't mean a thing. I say, come here, one. Oh, please come back to me.
And Roberta Hunt, live at Maxwell's on August 8th. And I'm pretty sure we heard Turlock in the background there.
Did you know?
I'm pretty sure I did. Now, you guys have had your fun. I was hoping that before we wrap things up this evening, I could squeak in two of my personal favorites. Black Coffee by the Careless Lovers and Only Man by the Hellbound Hepcats.
Yes, absolutely. And the Hellbound Hepcats, what's interesting about them?
Just the style they have. It's sort of an electric jazz. It's really great. I just it really makes me want to dance, and it's fairly unique. So I don't know. I guess we'll see when you play it.
All right, awesome. So this has been the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and once again, I am your host Turlock Myers, and with me as always is the fabulous Audrey Bothwell,
ow,
and the wonderful Anne Siktosh.
Yes, thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for coming in, our special guest, Julianne Desroger.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So here it is, the Hellbound Hepcats, Only Man. And have a wonderful evening. This has been Episode 8 on September the 8th, 2011, of the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Have a good night, Waterloo.
A little bit of your sweet love, I swear it's all I need. Well, I need you, baby, in the summer, and I need you in autumn breeze. When you kiss me,
just a little bit of your sweet love. I swear it's all I need. Well, I need you, baby, in summer, and I need you in autumn breeze. When you kiss me, baby, I can feel it tingle down to my knees.
Afraid to go.